Well, it might be bad news to students enjoying an extended summer vacation, but good news for the rest of us. The Seattle Public Schools and Teachers Union have reached a tentative agreement. That means that the six-day-old strike could be nearing an end. But there are still many unknowns. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld has been covering the strike and the negotiations. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So, is the strike over?
The strike is not over. The strike continues until the union can get together with its representative assembly and its board and vote later today on this tentative agreement. That would end the strike, and their full membership would still need to vote on the contract to ratify it, and so does the district in order to make the contract official. But school can return to normal once the union's rep assembly and board have voted today.
It's all kind of hush-hush. Have you heard any specifics about what this tentative agreement contains?
I have not heard specifics. Even the president of the union claims that he has not heard specifics. So I would love to. And they say that they will release them as soon as the union votes on it later.
So what were the big sticking points, though? Where was the friction?
Yeah, some of the biggest ones were pay for teachers and the length of the school day. The district proposed lengthening the school day by 20 minutes, and teachers say that would effectively be unpaid unless the district boosts their pay for that. The amount of standardized testing that students get in the district, the racial equity teams that the union wanted to help ensure things like appropriate discipline for children, and also caseloads was a big one for specialists like speech and occupational and physical therapists for special education.
So you were in the right place. You were on a picket line when teachers started to hear news of this tentative agreement. Where were you and what did you hear?
I was at Hawthorne Elementary School, and the strike captain there was announcing that she was going to be just kind of repeating herself again and again as teachers came in with the same questions, which is, when does school begin? Are we going to be able to get back into our classrooms early? Who has to vote on this? And of course, everyone wanted to know what was on the agreement, and no one at the school level knows, just people in the bargaining teams.
Woohoo! I'm hoping that when we come together as the board and the rep assembly, that we too find that the agreement that was reached is acceptable.
She sounds like they thought they won.
Yeah, that's Lynn Oliphant. She's a nurse at Interagency Academy. I also was there this morning. That's in South Seattle. And she said that she's been on bargaining teams for the past three contracts, and she wasn't this time. She is on the rep assembly, and she said that she's eager to see the details, but she thinks that this was a very good bargain, actually, on the union's part. There was a lot of different representation.
So that was the teachers. You also went on a march with parents, and they went through Pioneer Square to the Seattle Public Schools Administration Building. What did you hear from the parents?
Yeah, parents have a lot of support for teachers, or all kinds of chants supporting teachers and supporting a fair contract. There's also frustration with the district. The parents feel that not only have teachers been shortchanged, but that things like with the caseloads, that their kids aren't getting the attention that they deserve. I spoke with a mother who has twin boys who have a hearing impairment, and she said that the caseloads are so huge that her children cannot get the care that they are entitled by federal law. And Seattle doesn't have caseload limits like many districts do. So that has been a major point of concern for parents and teachers. I heard from one mother as well, Robin Bells, who has a middle schooler and a grade schooler. And here's what she had to say.
I love our school. I love our teachers. I think teaching is just about the most important profession there is, and it's undervalued and undersupported in so many ways. Seattle teachers should be compensated in a way that makes them want to stay in Seattle.
So the big question for everyone, when will school start again?
Yeah, it's not clear. The district said that Thursday is a possible starting day for school. It might take a little bit for transportation and other kind of moving parts to get back in gear in order to make school work. But teachers are hoping that it is some teachers are hoping that they can get into the classrooms and get them ready for students because they haven't been able to get in for about a week.
Well, now that it looks like this contract issue is resolved with the district district and the teachers kiss and make up? Are there any outstanding issues?
Well, I don't know, because I'd love to see what's on the agreement. I'd love to hear from them. But yeah, I think that I'm sure that not everything has been resolved. And I'm sure that I still have work to do here.
Good. Ann Dornfeld, thanks very much. Ann Dornfeld, our education reporter. Well, this morning I talked to Jonathan Knapp, president of the Seattle Teachers Union, and I asked him whether he thought the union achieved their goals with this strike.
I would say yes, absolutely it worked. I mean, we were not ready to settle with the proposals that the district was making up until September 3rd, or even up until September 8th. And there's no indication that I've seen that we have settled for what they were saying back then.
It's been suggested that you at the Seattle Teachers Association came into these bargaining sessions with a much broader list of issues than you've had in previous contract negotiations. Do you agree?
Yes, that's right. We were very conscious this year about thinking about our task as a task of forming a coalition with parents and reaching out to them with some issues in bargaining that we knew would resonate for them, not just for us, but for them as well. And, you know, I think that you've seen some of that in our positions around the recess issue, for example, the equity and discipline issue, the testing issue, all of those things. I know have resonated greatly with parents, and that's what we want to do. We feel like we're the professionals in public education, and we have an opportunity and an obligation through our contract to lead in the vision for public education.
These negotiations obviously went differently. You went on strike, and you hadn't done that since the 1980s. Are there other ways these negotiations were different than previous ones?
Not the negotiation so much. I think it has more to do with just how much more willing in recent years educators have been to step up to being leaders for public education, to being the advocates for public education. I think for a long time educators just felt like everybody understood that public education is this great common good, and of course everyone supports it. And in the last 10 or 15 years, I think that public education has become an extremely contested terrain, and you know, it's part of the culture wars now in America. There's a great right-left divide on this, and you know, educators have just decided that it's time for us to step up and lead on public education. Somebody needs to be the leader in advocating for the institution, because the institution itself is under attack. So I think we've taken a different approach to the profession and to the institution. And that, of course, has consequences in the approach we take to bargaining.
Jonathan Knapp, president of the Seattle Teachers Union. The union has reached a tentative agreement with the school district. They may vote to suspend the strike later today. A full union vote over the weekend could formally accept the agreement and end the strike for good.